Pasay Kakwakabit na! Kwentuhang malaman at may basihan. Hindi puro chika lang, kasama si Che Belledo at Ton Clemente. Makinig, maka-join, mahook sa isang good habit. It's the Psycho Clock Habit. Oras na!
Magandang gabi po!
Welcome to Psycho Clock Habit! Bakit may accent ka?
Oh, this is going to be one hell of a show tonight.
We're super excited. At kung mapapansin niyo po, si Tonto nag-iba ngayong gabi. Nag-iba, naging imported po si Tonton.
That is all that I can say. Nothing more.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat na nakikinig sa Psycho Clock Habit.
Naku, magandang gabi po. Naku, baka isipin niyo po na baka nasa UK na kami, nasa London. Sinundan namin si Jeff.
Correct.
Agustin from last week.
Oo, masayang-masaya po kami ngayon at napakapalad namin kasi to, napakahirap i-guess ng ating, hindi dahil sa mahirap silang imbitahin, pero talagang very busy sila.
Lalo pa ngayon with their new books.
Not just one.
Not just one, but two.
Yes.
Multiple is the way to go tonight.
Double muna.
Double muna. I guess we say we go straight to the...
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, para we'll have more time.
Correct.
So for the discussion.
We can introduce them already. So let me just ask you...
You're speaking English all the way.
I'm nervous. Okay, so gusto lang kita kamustahin. Kasi may kinalaman to sa topic natin tonight.
Oh, go ako.
Simple lang ang tanong
ko. Mo?
Mahilig ka ba sa imported?
Oh!
And maybe our guest has an opinion on that question if you are, you know.
Mahilig ako sa imported.
Yeah, if you like it.
Actually,
like them, if you like them.
Them? No, ma'am, it's fine. Okay, so to answer your question, Ton, I prefer local.
Preference,
but not necessarily not attracted to. So surprisingly,
what?
Minsan may mga gusto ako na imported. Actually, may gusto akong imported.
Can I just add?
Sige,
at hindi lang ikaw ang may gusto. Siya rin ang may gusto.
Mga produkto na kakagusto po.
Oh, exclusive yan ah.
Si Ma'am Margie. I love you, Ma'am Marge. Okay.
Ano ba ng hair mo lang?
Ah, hindi lang hair ko. Legs ko din. Pero ikaw tatanungin ko,
yes.
Mahilig ka ba sa imported?
I think I need some more experience.
Yung guests natin.
Yes.
Pwede natin tanongin.
Maybe we can ask one of our guests if what are her thoughts about imported goods.
So, ito, before introduction ha, tatanungin na natin siya agad, Dr. Margie Holmes, mahilig ka ba sa imported?
Mahilig sa imported at kasing hilig sa local.
Love it. Sige, mamaya, yung partner niya ang tatanungin natin.
Right.
We'll have time to ask Sir Jeremy later kung mahilig din siya sa imported.
Okay.
Pero siguro, ibigay na natin to, yung ating title ngayong gabi. Kasi ano ba itong pinag-uusapan natin?
I love our title tonight.
Oh.
Alam niyo po, when we were thinking about our title, we really had Miss Chase experiences.
Ano ba? Wait, that's not fair. We talked about...
About?
Not just my experiences.
Right.
Di bali pa, sige. Mamaya maiintindihan nyo ito.
Okay. So, are you ready?
I'm not ready. No, I'm ready.
Okay.
All is ready.
So, tonight is episode 78.
Yes.
And we're just so excited and happy that... Okay, so are you ready with the title?
Yes, where's our
where
title?
Is it? Where is it? Oh, you lost it. Bloody hell. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Okay, and okay.
Sige.
Ano nga? Okay, sige.
Sige.
So, episode 78.
Ang title natin ngayong gabi ay...
Nagawa mo na ba
sa sasakyan? So, Ton...
Ulitin muna natin, baka nalito sila kasi winag, kasi parang ang social
nagulo,
lang.
Nagulo.
Nagulo. So, sorry. Episode 78, our title for this evening.
Nagawa mo na ba sa sasakyan?
In English, have you done it? Have you done it?
What a bitin.
Inside a vehicle. So, Miss Che.
Ano?
Nagawa mo na ba siya sa sasakyan?
Ano ba? Park ba ito? O umaandar?
Oh my goodness! The talented Che Bellido.
Well, actually, mahirap pag umaandar. Nakakahilo.
Kasi I guess yung ulo mo parang...
Medyo magalaw. Mas maganda kapag ka, parked siya, especially kapag naghihintay. So, I do it while waiting.
So, you've done it.
That's nice. Ikaw, gusto kong tanungin. Have you ever been caught by police authorities? When you were karanasan ko.
Baka magalit sila ng oy wala po ah. Wala. Oh, yes. It was a misunderstanding.
Ah? Oh sige, sagutin
mo. Kasi sometimes when pag hindi nakikita ng mga tao yung nangyayari sa loob, akala nila kung ano yung ginagawa mo sa sasakyan. When in fact, we're actually talking about
what are we talking about?
We're talking about reading. Have you done reading inside a vehicle, whether moving or park?
Is it advisable to do it in the car?
Sabi nila malas daw.
Ano namang pinag-uusapan natin, Tons?
No, because you know when you get dizzy, you might not be able to function properly.
Correct. But why are we talking about reading today, right, Tons?
Because we're doing it in English now.
Okay, Tagalog.
Kaya kabahan ako. Okay, so
baka ba natin pinag-uusapan ng pagbabasa?
Right, kasi tulad ng promotions natin, sabi natin, for the first time. Because we are leveling ourselves with Oprah.
Yes, because this is very special.
Successful and powerful.
Yes.
So we decided to have Psycho Clock Habits first. Book club.
That's true. And first time is always special, right?
And for our first installment, correct, we're not just featuring one book, but
two books.
And we are so glad that the authors,
not just one author, but
two authors. See, double is the way to go tonight.
Correct.
Are here with us, and we'd like to introduce them to you.
Agad. Sige. So I'll do the first introduction. Sige. Okay. Our first guest is married to the other author, married to Jeremy Bayer. And she's, well, we can claim this, the most popular clinical psychologist here in the Philippines.
No.
Opo. She's our favorite teacher. And I think we can say she's our mentor. Life mentor talaga. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
She has authored 18 books. And this is the first two books actually that she co-authored it with.
Okay.
Okay, so our first guest is Dr. Margarita Holmes. Dr. Margie Holmes. Yeah. Magandang gabi po, Ma'am Margie.
Magandang gabi, Che. Magandang gabi, Ton.
Okay. And of course, our next guest.
Gusto ko gawin mo to ng may accent.
Okay, I will try to do my best. Okay. And then we will ask our guest if I did it right.
If you're authentic.
If the authenticity is there. Well, you closed it. How can I read it? Oh, there it is. Of course, our other guest is married to our guest doctor here. He got a law degree from, can you believe this? From the University of Oxford. And we love him. He has lived 50% of his life abroad. And he's also a columnist in this weekly broadsheet. How do you pronounce this? Opinion. Did you pronounce it that way? Opinion. And also a Dubai-based magazine.
Oh, sige. Pronounce me yan.
Ilustrado. We'd like to welcome you, one of the co-authors of the two books that we're featuring.
the one and the only Mr. Jeremy Bear. Hi, sir.
Good evening, all. Thank you, Che. Thank you, Ton. I never realized, Ton, that you had such obvious Australian origin.
Australian.
That's supposed to be British.
Oh, I do apologize.
So that one is the more authentic version.
Yes. So you can tell the difference pala, no?
Uh-oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm not sure if Australians are going to be happy about the idea. You sound like...
They already have a large cross to bear.
Oh, no.
Okay. So,
okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So, actually, maybe we can...
Yeah, we can ask the first mm-hmm. question. Kasi, si Dr. Margie, you already wrote a lot of books, no?
Yes.
But this is the first time that Sir Jeremy wrote a book, actually two books.
Yes, that's
so
right.
Maybe we can ask Sir Jeremy first,
yes.
No? Sir, you finished law, you're a banker. What made you decide to write a book? Or, yeah, become a co-author for these two books?
Two books.
Well... To cut a long story short, mm-hmm. When you're married to a psychologist, you tend to do a lot of things that you never planned to do. Plus, I have a wife who's very heavily into projection. And since she's an author, she thinks everybody else wants to be an author. And one of the keys to our marriage is always to say yes.
Oh! So,
except very late at night when I'm tired and I've got a headache. Or when I have to wash my hair.
Okay. I love it. Right. Oh, the way Sir Jeremy is talking about their relationship, maybe we can ask later, is this something cultural?
Right. Maybe Dr. Margie can mention the title of the books and like a very quick, I don't know, intro about
them? Maybe, ma'am, you can describe the two books. What are they
just
about?
Just very briefly. Yes. Okay. Both books are compilations of the columns mm-hmm. we've written, no? And the first is Love Triangles, which is exploring the mistress macho mentality. So mm-hmm. we focus on the, in quotes, the letters written by mistresses and the married men who were fooling around. The second book is called Imported Love. Mm-hmm. And this is Filipino foreign liaisons. We had a hard time choosing the word. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, some relationships are marriages and deep.
Yes.
Not that all marriages are deep, as we know. And some relationships are one-night stands, mm-hmm. no? And mm-hmm. not only for Filipino foreign, but many relationships. So these are what the two books are about.
Mm-hmm.
If we have questions, Ms. Jay, can we promote? Because we have much time with them, mm-hmm. and we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
You can post your questions. We have a share on air question in Facebook. Just go to our Psycho Habit page.
Yes. Also, you can send us private messages if you don't feel comfortable sharing your experience or your question to everybody. So just send us PMs.
You can also send anonymous text messages to DZUP. That's 0927-220-8332. And of course, our Twitter.
Our Twitter account, Poch Official. Yeah, so please participate. Join us in our discussion this evening. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. English talaga tayo tonight.
We love it. Kasi mas iba mag-English kami. Galing namin, no?
So, babalik tayo to?
Correct. Nako, more of Dr. Mar Jones and Jeremy Bear sa pagbabalik na
Psycho Clock Habit.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap. Ulit-ulitin. Mahilig ka ba? Sa imported? Tapusin mo pala yung sagot mo kanina.
About what?
About preference for imported goods.
Yeah. I forgot na eh.
Sorry.
Nababalik po ha.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Di mo malaman kung accent ko nyo na.
Actually, kolehiyala. O sige.
Okay.
So, kasama po namin ngayong gabi si Dr. Margie Holmes at si Sir Jeremy Bear. Pag-uusapan po natin ang tungkol sa kanilang mga libro. Yung isa po ay Imported Love at yung isa naman ay Love Triangles.
Woo!
Sige po, very interesting yung topics actually na pinag-uusapan dito sa dalawang magkahiwalay na libro. No? Let's ask the authors why they decided to talk about these things. Why these two topics?
Well, we receive a lot of letters on all sorts of subjects. And when it comes to writing a book, one's got to think what subjects will be interesting for the readers. Right. One doesn't like to stress the matter, but it is a commercial venture, writing a book.
So, a former banker.
Yeah, as a former banker, I was looking at the bottom line. So go out there and buy large quantities of these books, please, so that I can get a little return on my very, very heavy investment of time and effort. Uh-huh. Not to mention saving my marriage by going to that place.
Was it worth it, sir? I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'll ask my co-author to comment on that. But for my part, very much so.
Yeah.
But these were two topics that we received a lot of letters about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, this will appeal to a wide-ish audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it, 10 million Filipinos abroad, plenty of foreigners here, so imported love is a subject mm-hmm. that lots of people, nearly every family, I would think, has somebody that they know in a relationship, married or whatever, to a foreigner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as for the other, I mean, mm-hmm. is there a family here that, you know, isn't involved in a love triangle? I don't mean each individual person in the family, but, you know, I believe we had a president who acknowledged five households.
Mm-hmm. And nice mm-hmm. that he was so honest,
and,
though.
You know, quite openly, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, it's something, you know, and the thing that everybody worries about, you know, when a family member dies, you know, how many children are going to turn up that they didn't know about at the graveside and all the rest of it. I mean, it's something that's very openly talked about here. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, a subject that is worth writing about.
Yeah. Actually, ironically, it's quite common, but maybe not openly talked about.
Yes, that's right.
And your books actually are good contribution
to the
discussion. Thank
you. Actually, Che, ang galing mo. I'll speak in Tagalog.
Opo, okay. Ma'am. Sige po.
Ang galing mo kasi that was one of the reasons we wrote the book. Kasi even though it happens a lot, and of, as Jeremy says, when you talk love triangles, common na common yun. Kadalasan, hindi pinag-uusapan o ang pagtingin immediately may judgment. Mm-mm. At gusto sana naming bigyan ng perspektibo na hindi ka pwedeng mag-generalize. Hindi lahat ng use a very vulgar term, kabit.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hindi lahat ng kabit ay masasamang babae mm-hmm. o gusto lang ang pera o gano'n. Ano? Mm-hmm. Hindi lahat ang kabit gano'n. Among other things, minsan ang nanliligaw sa kanilang may asawa, hindi sinasabi may asawa sila.
Opo.
Hindi ba? So, nalaman lang ng supposed kabit na married pala yung boyfriend o partner mm-hmm. niya kapag in love na siya doon. O minsan buntis na siya. So, alam mo, mahirap rin, no? So, ganun, meron pa nga kaming alam na nagpakasal pa siya doon sa mistress niya. Mm-hmm. Doon pala, he was already married. Opo. So, bigamous ata. Ito, this is a bigamous relationship. Although, tayo mga, Pinay, either the wife and the second wife, don't think of taking it to court, no? Mm-hmm. So, yun ang isang dahilan na kahit na it's very common, hindi pinag-uusapan gaya ng sinabi mo, ang mga opinion, in general, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, pero sa ibang bansa, is kung kabit ka, masama ka. Kung ikaw yung wife na tinaksilan, mabait ka at kawawa ka. Mm-hmm. At martir ka na hindi naman yun always true, no? Happily, not all betrayed wives are martyrs, and it's not always na innocenting innocente yung wife. No, sometimes they contribute to the thing. So yung imported love, I think you could say we also wanted to change the way people thought. Mm-hmm. No, kasi hindi naman lahat kahit kasi Tony, ikaw ba yung nagsabi na pakapilyo mo? The stereotype.
Yes. Yeah.
Is yung, you know, very sexy girl in jeans and long, beautiful hair. Maybe dusky beauty. Uh-huh. Na parang si Che.
Actually, makatingin ka sa akin. But I like the sexy part, so go ahead.
So, at saka, hindi ba we have many girls like that? Yes. Many what they call working girls like that, no? They are, you know, as sexy and as attractive as you. Totoo naman yun. So we wanted to say, not all Filipinas who are as beautiful as the description I gave you are working girls or prostitutes.
Yes.
And secondly, I think this is very important. Mm-mm. And even if they happen to be prostitutes, mm-mm. so what? So what, we all have to make a living. Mm-mm. And I always say, it's better to be a prostitute than a politician. Because, you know, at least you're honest about what
quotable
you're doing.
Quote.
Yeah, anyway. Yes. So yan ang isa pang dahilan na start thinking about your stereotypes, no? Yeah. Because kadalasan hindi ito totoo.
Apo. Siguro ma'am, dagdagan ko lang para ma-debunk din yung myth na lahat na nagpapakasal sa foreigner ay pera lamang ang gusto.
Huh? Not, darling, not everyone who marries a foreigner is after his money. Yeah. I mean, look
no,
at
I was after yours.
As Jeremy says, he was after mine. Yes.
My ex-wife got all my money.
That's very true, and boy, am I angry about that.
So
we're also learning a lot.
Yeah,
our guests tonight,
and we're having fun looking at how they exchange banter.
Right.
We would like to know how you answer the questions, because these are letters sent to you, and then you had to give advice, respond to the letters. What was your approach in answering the letters? Did you have to use a particular perspective? What was it like?
Okay. Well, again, married to a psychologist, one is one has to tread somewhat warily. Because, you know, one doesn't want to look a complete idiot and say things which one's partner will then debunk just a couple of inches further down the column. So, but the reason I started writing and the perspective arose from the fact that originally when I used to read her columns, I used to think that, you know, this was the typical tree-hugging, you know, liberal, wishy-washy, you know, fluffy psych approach to life.
Fluffy?
There you
and
go.
We used to have arguments at home. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, being the feisty woman she is, she said, well, instead of just, you know, blathering on and ranting, why don't you write what you think? And so, you know, the gauntlet was thrown down, so I had to pick it up, of course. So then I started, the very first column, I started writing, and I realized that what I was writing was indefensible. I couldn't write it and have it, well, first of all, nobody'd want to publish it, because it didn't hang together. So I find that my thoughts, when they have to put down on paper, have to be marshaled in a very, very different way.
Mm.
So what's happened is that I try to write what I think is a rational, non-psychological response, something which hopefully the average intelligent person might be thinking.
Not at all average, I don't think, sir. Because
well, of course, one is a prisoner of one's background and one's culture.
Okay.
prisoner.
However you try to get away from it, however much you try to get away from it, you know, I have acculturated to a certain extent, having lived here now for 7 years, and been in a relationship with a Filipina for longer. But having said that, there are some things you can never get over. It's a bit like, you know, if you're 6 foot, you're 6 foot. You know, you can't be 6 foot six or 5 foot six. Well, unless you cut your legs off, of course. But,
okay, that was the height. Okay.
Or what, have stilts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, foot,
the other aspect is we write separately.
Yeah, I was going to ask
because
about that.
Because if we overlap, we don't want to overlap on purpose. But we do have to review it at the end because, you know, again, we don't want nonsense or too much duplication.
Yeah. Actually, I appreciated the fact that you were quoting psychologists in your responses.
I was like, how galing!
Yes. Sternberg.
Very smart.
See, I read it.
That's very bad news, obviously. Obviously, I'm becoming infected.
I think if you read it, some people mistake it to be... iniisip nila, he said, she said lang.
Oo na.
Kasi lalaki siya, babae ako, foreigner siya, I mean, westerner siya, Filipina ako na yun. Pero inaasahan ko na yung punto ay always well thought out. I mean, pag mag-respond kami, I think, Jeremy, darling, you would say that it's not like, oh, I have to sound English or a male, right? You just answer. Sumasagot ka yung feelings mo and your analysis. Si Jeremy is very analytical. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is one reason I fell in love with him. Talagang, yeah. He's so rational. Mm-hmm. And therefore, pag rational, mas konti yung personalan. So we can argue and it's wonderful, mm-hmm. no? And ako siguro, it's the other because of the clinical psychology training. Do you want to say something, darling? No. Anyway, so, ganun. Pero alam mo, gustong-gusto ko yung sinabi si Jay Yakat, who is a professor, si Professor Jay Yakat, mm-hmm. na sinulat niya sa foreword na ang lalim ni Jay. Kasi nakita niya yung that... kahit na disparate yung yung aming culture and gender, mm-hmm. par in a way pareho pa rin na yung nakikinig talaga kami sa sinusulat at saka may respeto, inaasahan ko. I hope that doesn't sound just like PR because I feel it's true, but alam mo, you are the judge, no? And opo. The listeners.
Opo, at makikita naman po dun sa sinulat nyo. Opo. Right. Opo, siguro, gusto lang din namin malaman, were there particular letters that you had to consult each other or all together? I mean, for all the letters, did you write independently?
Oh, we always wrote independently, okay. But sometimes a little guidance was necessary on my side.
Oh, how humble,
I would
truthful.
Never have... and certainly, you know, when I felt that I had some... you know, small amount of psychological input. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of Sternberg's theory of love or whatever it happens to be, I always check that, you know, I've got it right. Mm-hmm. Because, unfortunately, I don't have sufficient formal psychological training to compete with academics. And it's competition at the end of the day. This is the male-female thing.
Yes, oh, the male-female thing. This is a Jeremy Bear.
I'm highly... I come from a highly competitive family.
That he does. Okay, now, I'll give an example. Yes. But go ahead first, darling.
No, you give the example.
Okay, I'll just tell you. I mean, in everything nagulat ako, we were going bowling. So we did it married couples, no? So Jeremy and myself, one couple, and that was Nard Slim. Anyway, with her foreign husband also. So I play very poorly, no? Parang, literally, right? Was it all sa kubeta? Not kubeta. What do you call it? Sa what do you call that? The aisle?
Kanal po.
Iba ba yun?
Iba yun.
Sa kanal, right? It's, So, tawa kami ng tawa ni Nars. Ito, galit. I mean, parang ngit-ngit na ngit-ngit. I didn't know why. Yung pala to him, he really wanted to win. To us, it was just a game. And I don't know if that is cultural, sexual, but I think it might be. And then we can talk later. Pero not na lang kasi everybody knows about this. Yung individualistic West. And ano, alam na natin ito, hindi ba? And most UP students kasi matatalino tayo. But I think it was also family. Kasi yun ang tinuro sa kanila, right, darling? In your family, you were highly competitive. Anyway, this is an example of the difference between us.
Pero ma'am, thank you. Kasi maganda yon, parang glimpse ng relationship, ng intercultural. Mamaya pa pag-uusapan pa natin yung mga ganyang relasyon. Meron ka bang gustong sabihin?
Well, mamaya na papapaalam ko muna kung pwede kong sabihin.
Yes.
Eh, parang may imported love na nag... Lahat ng yan sa magbabalik po na ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin. Love triangle ka ba?
Maganda bang idea yun, Miss Chay? Nagbabalik po ang
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ito po si Ton.
Si Chay po.
At kasama lang naman po natin ang dalawang authors who just recently launched two books.
Yes, not just one, but two. Oo, si Dr. Margie Holmes at si Sir Jeremy Bear.
Okay.
Okay, so ituloy po natin ang kwentuhan. Kanina napapag-usapan po natin kung bakit napili nila yung topic na ito. No, siguro maganda rin tanungin natin, bakit niyo po napili yung mga letters? Did you have any criteria for choosing the letters that you included in your book?
Well, having decided what topics we were going to cover, obviously that helped us to winnow a little. What we wanted were ones, we chose the ones that fitted the format. Mm-hmm. We decided we wanted the books to be readily accessible, which means price sensitive. We want the books to be available for less than 100 pesos. Mm-hmm. And the publisher, Anvil, said, well, okay, that's fine. You'll need to keep it down to about 80 pages. So there wasn't a great deal of room to include a huge selection and meet those criteria. So we tried to find ones that didn't overlap, that portrayed different angles of the same problem, and that were interesting or funny or bizarre. And I think there's a little, there's certainly a little for everybody, except perhaps the most eccentric of readers, to put it politely.
Yes, God, what was that? You know, whenever you speak, I just listen to you. I forget what I'm going to say. Yes, and I think we wanted to look at those. Also, we chose people whom we feel were being honest. While, in truth, you know, we've had very few letters na isip namin binobola lang kami, no, na ano. Pero talagang pinili namin yung mga nagsusulat na heartfelt. At saka, gaya na sinabi namin, maraming ang issue tungkol kunwari sa cross-cultural relationships o sa love triangle. Pero yung mga main nuances na iba-iba, na kasi minsan love triangle ka and you wonder, kunwari, masama ba na, oo, nagsiselos ako, pero in a way, nasisiyahan ako na meron na siyang girlfriend kasi hindi niya ako binabother sa sex o hindi ako nagigilty. We wanted to choose these nuances. No, at sa important love, siguro pareho rin yun. No? I mean, I won't give the nuances now, but ano, but ganun yun. That was also another criterion we chose.
Opo. Ako, interesado po ako. Did you have or do you have favorite letters from the two books?
Just so you can give them a brief preview.
Well, there's one letter in Ported Love, which I particularly enjoy. because there's this girl who's going out with a foreigner. I'm speaking from the Filipino perspective. And she describes herself as a hot banana. Which quite clearly means that she's a woman of some considerable experience.
Oh, darling, I'm just wondering, though, how about women who think they're hot bananas and the way they do it is to be a pretties? I mean, don't men get hotter? Now it's almost there, and then... No. Isn't that also being a hot banana? Ay, di ko alam, Jeez. Jay. Not that ikaw expert doon, ha?
Actually, na nakanganga ako ngayon. Yes, sir.
But what do you think?
It didn't fit this particular instance.
Yes. Sorry.
And okay, a lot of men actually don't particularly enjoy that sort of thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Starting with me. There are a lot of fish in the sea.
There are a lot of fish in the sea.
I won't consider that a threat since I was never like that. Defensive. Okay, go back, baby. I'll stop interrupting.
And then there were a couple of questions that had to do with circumcision, which is not something that, you know, crosses one's radar that often. It's not something I'd ever thought about. So those were interesting. And there was one or two people seemed to think that certain nationalities had strong links with certain sorts of sexual behavior, which again wasn't really something that I'd thought about, except for in the context of the supposed Greek proclivity for anal sex.
What do you think that's related? Oh, well, you mean the
cultural,
Greeks?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, sorry.
But,
so all other things you thought, they're just...
So, for me, the interesting questions were about things that I had never thought about before.
Oh, good, good.
But obviously for other people were very important. Concerned... You know, hopefully for the reader will be interesting.
One thing, it's funny that the things you found most interesting are a little bit different to what I think. But that's the way it goes, okay. No? And I think that's also good. When you talked about circumcision, darling, you said you never thought about it, right? Hindi mo talagang naisip. In the Philippines, it's a really big deal. Kasi, ano ba yun? Well, some people have this myth na, ano ba yun, na it aids getting taller.
which is not true. It's just the timing of the circumcision here.
Apo.
Here, socially, it's very, very important Apo. To be circumcised. If not, they call you support, Apo. Which you could explain yeah. to my husband. And, you know, we did research before Apo. We answered because yes. they were quoting statistics. Yung, sandali lang, ano pa ba yun? Oh, yung, the one that I loved was the way this woman described an uncircumcised penis.
Yung Queen Elizabeth.
Sabihin mo nga, yung una raw, parang cobra unfurled.
Right.
Kasi yung, ano, di ba, yung skin. At saka, ano, yung, yeah. And she looks like, sabihin mo nga.
Queen Elizabeth.
Kate Blanchett.
Oh.
As Queen Elizabeth. Yes. So because of the costume.
Yes. So, ang una naming sinabi is, I'll tell you, we will never look at Kate Blanchett in the same way again. At saka, yung isa pa that I thought was very interesting, kasi lagi itong tinatanong sa akin, is about penis size.
Oh, yes.
Na akala ng mga tao na ang ibang nationalities ay may ibang penis size. And in a way, when you talk to condom manufacturers, etc., merong mga average sizes na parang iba, no? Caucasians, different from Asians, generally, although many exceptions to the rule. At ang mga sabi nil, and well, based on the research, hindi lang ito anecdotal evidence, black men, of course, generally bigger. And Arabs, Arabs are supposed to be the biggest. Again, as we know, generally, many exceptions to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yun po yung favorite ko.
Kasi ang dami nang nagtanong. So, para, So, of course, I really research. I mean, you know, and also my clients, so many ask that question.
Maybe we can have a little game.
Right.
Since you started talking about your favorites already,
yes.
baka, Ton, gusto mo ba magkaroon tayo ng title description game?
Right. So, if they
Kasi
can...
ang fun po ng mga titles nila.
Cute. Salamat. Si Jeremy ang pumili ng mga titles.
How about, so, ito, tagang maingganyo talaga kayo bumili. Preview lang po ito. Halimbawa, meron silang article na ang title ay XXL and OMG. What is this about?
Oh, will we tell?
Okay. Sorry, Jeremy? Brief description.
Yes.
Just a teaser.
Okay,
yan. Ayaw niyo ng ganong hot banana.
This... No prizes for guessing. This is about penis size.
Hindi na yung teaser, ha?
This is a Filipina who's in a relationship with a black man who is obsessed by the fact that she's had a relationship with Arabs, which fits in exactly with what the doctora was talking about.
Okay, Ton.
How about this one? The title of the article is called Threesome Fantasy.
Ah, well, this is again, a Filipino who's got a foreign boyfriend whose fantasy is to have sex with two women at the same time, one of whom supposedly, well, hopefully, is her. As far as he's concerned, whether she shares that is, of course, what the question is all about.
Right.
Tingnan mo, that's why I love him.
Sorry, I couldn't have that.
The vast majority of men don't seem to want to have threesomes with another man.
That's presuming that you're heterosexual, of
That's
course.
Why I said the vast majority. We're talking about 90 as opposed to 10%.
Yes, tingnan mo, ang galing. I mean, the general statistics, right?
So quick to correct me, which is gives you an insight on how difficult it was to write my part of the column.
Oh, I want to say, darling, that this is naman one reason you fell in love with me.
Aww.
Remember, because I was not submissive and I questioned you intellectually. Remember?
I don't remember. I have no comment whatsoever on being a henpecked husband and a submissive foreigner married to a very, very strong woman.
Yeah, so it's the other way around because maybe later we'll ask you. There's a question actually about that.
Good.
The attraction is mainly based on the idea that Filipino women are submissive.
Yes, yes.
So maybe we
okay,
can
yes,
ask
yes.
it, but let's talk about that later.
Okay.
Maybe one more title, Don, you're interested about...
About the white men and brown women.
This is about a woman who's complaining that she works at an embassy, obviously full of foreigners. They, in her opinion, are dirty old men They're all married and they lust after Filipinas. Mm. And then there's a response from somebody who, I'm not sure entirely, we don't really know whether he works in the same embassy or he just read the letters. Mm-hmm. But basically, his response as a supposed dirty old man is that, of course, all these Filipinas are smiling at the married man and,
the hair.
Doing the movement with the hair and basically leading them on.
Yes, so that's the excuse. It's the woman's fault, right?
But then he would say that, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Or if he's not very bright and is defensive,
I love it,
he would say that. You would not think that, would you? At least I hope not.
The question was too complicated to answer.
No, marami po tayong preview ng he said, she said na yan.
At ang interesting po dun ay hindi lamang yung mga letters kung paano nila sinagot to.
Correct. So, naku, huwag niyo po kalimutan Imported Love and Love Triangles. Two new books available na sa inyong favorite bookstores.
Yeah.
Marami tayong babatiin sa Twitter maya-maya. Nakikinig sila sa atin. Lahat ng yan sa pagbabalik ng
Psycho Clock Habit.
Ang oras natin ay 11 minuto bago mag-ikapito ng gabi ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin. Hot banana ka ba?
Naku, malalaman niyo po kung ano yung hot banana pag binasa niyo ang Imported Love, one of the two books. At pag-uusapan natin sa pagbabalik ng
Psycho Clock Habit. Chay po.
Ton. At syempre, naku, last segment na.
Opo, ituloy-tuloy na natin ating mga tanong kay Dr. Margarita Holmes at kay Sir Jeremy Baer. Pag-uusapan po natin ngayon ang tungkol naman sa kanilang relasyon kasi maganda po silang example ng imported love. So, Doc Margie, Sir Jeremy, what are the fun and challenging aspects of being a part of an imported love?
Charlene, you want to start?
Yeah, maybe you can start with the fun part.
Oh, not the angry bits.
And then after.
No, joke only, as we say.
Well, I wonder whether the two things are actually connected.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. I don't think it really matters whether it's imported or not. Mm-hmm. I think what counts is whether you're listening to the other person. Mm-hmm. I think that the key to making a marriage work or a relationship work is always trying to see whatever's going on through the eyes of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, first of all, in heterosexual relationships, of course, first of all, you've got to try to see things from the woman's point of view. And, which isn't exactly easy from a man's perspective. it's challenging to start with. Yeah. Then, if she's from Zamboanga and you're from Metro Manila and, her family's conservative and yours is liberal, or, she's a Rastafarian and, you're not. And all of these things. It's a constant struggle to understand where the other person is coming from, because it's all too easy to say, because I do it this way and the other person isn't doing it this way, they're wrong.
Yes.
And
that's what you used to do.
That's what you still do.
Very well. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
But I am in it for the long haul. Because you haven't inherited yet.
Oh, sorry. But, darling, I'll speak in Tagalog, okay, baby? But there are still some things that are obviously cultural. Mm-hmm. For example, sabi ng asawa ko, which I think is very nice. Kasi naririnig niya ako nagsasabi, salamat, iho, salamat, iha, kung hindi ko sila kilala. Because, especially, people, where there's a relationship, but you don't know their names. At sabi ng asawa ko na, kasi, he's white and, etc. May ibang mga tao, hindi lahat, may perception na, okay, baka mayaman siya at saka gwapo naman yung asawa ko, no? So kahit na Pilipina ka, kahit even if they don't want the passport, even if they don't think he's rich, you know, a lot of them smile at him. Mm. At sabi niya, siya yung unang nagsabi sa akin, no? You know, that's why I like to call everyone Iha. Kasi in a way, it defines what sort of relationship we have. Mm. Hindi ako interesado sa iyo, pero parang I want to have a kapwa or ano, friend, no? Na I think it's such a wonderful idea. At alam mo, tuwang-tuwa ako sa iyo, my darling, you know some Filipino words. Kunwari yung kababalik lang namin sa immigration, yung nag-ano siya, ang sabi niya, maraming salamat po. Ay, may hindi ka ba maaano? Oo, in Filipino. At saka, at hindi yung pagyayabang o pretending. You know? And in our relationship, pwede bang, darling, I'm just going to talk about one thing, is the sense of, as Jeremy would call it, privacy. The sense of privacy, ibang-iba. Just as an example, I think a lot of Filipinas, kunwari grupo kayo, nagtatawanan, may sasabi, oh, excuse me, I'm just going to the loo. Pupunta lang ako sa banyo, no? Mm-hmm. Jeremy was so shocked that I would say that. Parang, why would do you need to say that? It's too much information nga. Hindi ko alam kung ito yung dahilan at siguro yung mga, ano, if they want to comment on it, I'd love to hear. Sabi ko, I think it's because, for me at least, it's to explain that I really love what's going on. It's not that I'm bored, but nature is calling, I really have to leave. Pero para kay Jeremy, napakamalaking bagay yon. You know, anyway, those are some of the challenges cross-culturally.
Okay, maybe you'd like to comment on this kasi meron pong isang nagpadala sa atin ng tanong or sharing. Sabi niya, I've been dating interculturally for 16 years and I've noticed something interesting. People often feel constrained to follow their own cultural mores when their culture isn't watching. So, ano po kayang masasabi ninyo when it comes to relationships?
I think it's a really important point. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people who live abroad are doing so to escape their cultures. Now, whether they're escaping for good reason, bad reason, or whatever, in my case, for example, you know, I came from a highly dysfunctional family. Both my parents were alcoholics. And it left me with a sense of not having a very clear idea of what normal behavior really meant. Now, if you then leave your country and go and live somewhere else, the burden of that disappears because you're not expected to behave normally anyway. You're a foreigner, and things are forgiven a foreigner, perhaps reluctantly, that wouldn't be forgiven at home. So that's already liberating. Of course, others might be, you know, avoiding criminal proceedings.
Iba naman yun, no? That's a different story. Yeah.
And so that's just a flavor.
Ang gusto ko lang sabihin, you see how we've made adjustments because yung pinag-uusapan mo yung araw about the sense of privacy, I think in the past, darling, you might never have said, especially in a radio show, that you come from a very dysfunctional family. At inaasahan ko, I'm hoping that because you live in this country where people are open and share things, you have learned also that it's okay to do so in the same way that I have learned that I cannot laugh too loudly in the UK because they don't look too kindly on things like that. I don't know. I mean, hindi ko alam. What do you think, darling?
Yeah, it's a mixture. It's a mixture. First of all, you know, I've left a culture which is extremely private. Where you don't smile at people you don't know.
Yes.
Where, I mean, I was explained to somebody that it's quite common for people to commute in the UK, which means you probably take the same train to work every day. Yes. You probably sit in the same carriage and see the same people, and you can go for 10, 20 years without ever speaking to them. Yes. You've seen them every day of every working day of your life.
Yeah.
And it is unheard of to speak to them.
Mm-hmm. To initiate the conversation, right?
The only time it's acceptable in England, this may be a slight exaggeration, and I may be dating myself. I am, after all, of retirement age and past. Thank God. But the only time it's acceptable to break the mold is if there's a crisis, you know, if the train breaks down or whatever.
And then, darling, isn't it, you said that what happens when the crisis is over?
Once the crisis is over, you know, you go back the next week, you're back on the train, it's as though the crisis had never happened.
ganun na naman. Hindi ba? And what about with us? Ganong katagal? How long? I'm asking, how long does it take for a Filipino? If, kunwari, you ride the ikot, and you see this person 3 days in a row, and you're riding the ikot, don't we already smile?
Soulmate.
Pag-attractive. May pagnanasa.
Normally, we nod.
Yeah, we nod.
Familiar.
Hindi ba? And I was wondering if this is one reason sometimes Filipinas are considered cheap. Hindi ba? Kasi nga, hindi tayo... In the Philippines, baliwala yun. Iba yung meaning. Okay.
Siguro po,
sadly,
gusto mo bang tanungin ang ating... huling tanong right. sa kanila. Opo.
So, Tropang Radyo po is up next. Pero bago po natin ibigay sa kanila, no, huling words lang po from our guests. Any lessons that you learned from the letters that you read that you can share to our listeners this evening?
That's a really Australian corny question.
Corny question?
Oh, I'll leave it to my tree-hugging partner to answer.
Tree-hugging Dr. Corny. Okay. Ako, I think yung natutunan ko sa kanila is, this is a corny answer, pero totoo, no? And maybe, I think I'm lifting, not a quote, but an idea I first heard of from Dr. Eric Fromm, no? At ang sinabi nila, it is so easy to see the differences. Gaya namin, no? Marami, no? He was so honest that, at saka yung tono niya pag magsagot, I had to teach him, you know, your tone may be okay in the UK, pero here, ang sakit pakinggan. Mm-hmm. He had to learn that, no? So, it's so easy. At saka natuto naman siya. Okay. So, he softens or he's a joke only or whatever. Walang personala, no? But natututo naman siya. Pero I think this is it. Na ang dali-dali to see the differences between people culturally, etc. Pero kung talaga kang sensitivo, hindi ka titigil dun. Kasi... ang dali, kasi in the end, lahat naman tayo may pangangailangan. At kadalasan, pareho. Gusto natin marespeto, gusto natin mapakinggan, etc., etc. Mahalin, etc. I think this is the lesson I learned from the letters that came out all the time.
Thank you so much, Thank Dr. You. Margie Holmes, Sir Jeremy Bear, for being with us tonight.
Huwag niyo pong kalimutan, gusto lang natin i-remind Imported Love and Love Triangles. Baka gusto bumili ng mga nakikinig sa atin, nag-post sa Twitter. Very quickly lang, Jeff Agustin, all the way from London. DZUP.org, thank you. Bea Lee, sila Juan Sebastian, Lenny De La Cruz, Renz Noveloso, and Clark Leo. Thank you so much for listening.
At doon naman po sa ating Facebook, nagpapasalamat kami kay Mariel Dado, kay Nicole King, kay Sandra Pilobello, at syempre kay Tony Anden sa pagpapadala ng mga tanong.
Eric Manalasas, thank you sa Life Blog. Mark, Tropang Radyo, thank you po. Pasensya na.
Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Next week po ulit. Yes. At definitely, imbitahan po namin ulit ang aming mga naging guests tonight dahil talagang nag-enjoy po kami.
Sana hindi nila tayo palitan.
Opo. Sana nag-enjoy kayo at malapit na yata nila tayong palitan.
Correct. Oh. Imported Love, Love Triangles, available na po. Go, go, go. Get your copy. Bye-bye.
May gusto Thank po you. Ba kayong batiin?
Batiin ang asawa ko lang at kayo.
Sir?
Hindi mo kasi bolera. Ako kasi Pilipino.
Do you want to greet anybody? You want to say anybody?
Hi, everybody who's buying our book.
Like a banker, right?
Imported Love, Love Triangles.
Thank you.
O paano, sa Webis ulit?
Alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi.
Dito sa Radio School ng DZUP.
Psycho Clock Habit.
Masarap, ulit-ulitin.
Tropang Radyo up next.